Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the sixth Ali in Parshas Vayakel. That is Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And don't forget, when Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei are double Parsha, this is not the sixth Aliyah, this is the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei. And we are still in the middle of learning about Bezalel and his team making the actual Mishkan and its Kelim. And the Pasuk continues, Vayasam Menorah Zavtar, and he made the Menorah out of pure gold. Miksha Asas HaMenorah, he made the Menorah beaten out, hammered out of the same piece of gold. Yurecha V'kona Gviya Kaftereo Precheha, its base, its branch, its cups, its knobs, and its flowers. Mimeno Yiyu, we're all from it, we're all from the same piece of gold. V'shisha Kanam Yotzim Yitzidao, and six branches came out from its sides. Shloshe Kenei Menorah Mitzido Echad, Ushloshe Kenei Menorah Mitzido Hasheni, three branches came out of one side, three branches came out of the other side. There were three decorated cups on one branch, along with a knob and a flower. And another three decorated cups, along with a knob and a flower on another branch. So too for every one of the six branches that were coming out of the menorah. And on the central branch of the menorah, there were four cups, mishukadim decorated, along with its flowers and knobs. The kaftar, and there was a knob, tachas shnei akanim mimeno, underneath the branches from it, meaning where the two branches met up with the menorah, there was a knob over there, the kaftar tachas shnei akanim mimeno, at every single meeting of two branches, there was a knob, l'sheshes akanim, for all the six branches, hayotzim mimeno, that were coming out of the menorah, kaftarei mukunaisa mimeno hayu, their knobs and branches were made out of it, kula miksha achas zahav tar, all of it was hammered out of one solid piece of pure gold. Vayas es neir seha sheva, and he made its lamps seven. Umal kochel umachle seha zahav tahar, and its tongues and its scoops were made out of pure gold. Kikar zahav tahar asa oisa ve'es kol keila, a kikar of pure gold. He made it along with all of its kelim, all of its vessels. Vayas es mizbach haktayres atzei shitim, and he made the mizbech for the ktayres for the incense made out of shitim wood. Ama arka ve'ama rochbay, it was an ama long and an ama wide. Ravua, it was square. Ve'ama saim kamasa, and it was two amas tall. Mimena hayu karnoisav, its horns were made from it. Vaytaf oisei zavtar, and he covered it with pure gold. As gagoy, its roof ves kiroisav, and its walls saviv all the way around. Ves karnoisav, and its horns. Vayas lezer zav saviv, and he made a golden crown around it. Ushtei tabay zav asoloi mitach. And two golden rings he made for it underneath its crown on its two corners, al shnei tzidav on its two sides, lebatim levadim, to house the poles, laseis oisei bohem, in order to carry it with them. Vayas es abadim atzei shitim, and he made the poles out of shitim wood, vayitzaf oisem zav, and he covered them with gold. Vayas es shemen hamishcha kaidesh, and he made the shemen hamishcha, the anointing oil, holy, that's ketaris asamim tahar, and the ketaris spices, pure, masei rekeach, the work of a spice blender. With this, we finish the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Vayakel, and we finish the third Aliyah when Parshas Vayakel Pekudei are together. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.